So we're going to do this. This is a verse-by-verse thing. We're not skipping around. We're going to go through it, all right? But there's so much in this book, this whole book, that can really bless us if we apply it to our lives. So we're going to look at James 1 and verse 19. Okay, know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry, and slow to anger. Okay, so listen. Satan loves division in a church. Does he not? He loves to drive wedges. He loves for us to be in our little cliques and talk bad about other people and be full of judgment. He loves that stuff. Amen? Okay. We ain't supposed to be involved in none of that. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. And Satan loves when we dilute our witness out in the world. Does that make sense? What we're talking about, what James is talking about right now, he's talking about those uncomfortable conversations or those conversations that might catch you off guard where it looks like somebody is attacking you. Amen? Has anybody ever been involved in one of them things on either side of them? Yeah, I've been there on both sides of them. I mean, let's be honest, we've all done it. Okay, but see, we're Christian folks. And there's a way we're to handle this when someone comes against you. Amen? Amen? And they may not be coming against you at all. Amen? We just may perceive it as that. Does that make sense this morning? So James, talking about trials last week and temptation, right? Okay, so he says, hey, this is something that as Christians we got to deal with. And we don't want to mess up our witness out in the world because you can be confronted by people that do not love Jesus. Amen? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, people can come against you all the time, but there's still a certain way we're supposed to handle that. Amen? And we all know that in a church, we're a bunch of different people that may not have a whole lot in common other than the fact that we go to the same church and we all love Jesus. So we have different personalities, different things can happen. Amen? But the Lord says, listen, I want you to bear much fruit. I want us to have a church that is unified, a church that is in unity, because a church that is in unity can do so much more than a church that is just everybody's all split up and talking bad about each other and all that. You know what I mean? Can I get a witness? Okay. Know this, my beloved brothers. And you can tell James is going to hit them with something hard, man, because they're like, listen, I love you guys. He's like, my brothers, not just my brothers, my beloved brothers. I love you so much because sometimes, you know, I mean, let's face it, we have to say the hard things sometimes. Amen? So here we go. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person, so no one's exempt from this, okay? Let every person be quick to hear. Okay, so we need to listen. Say that somebody, it would appear that somebody is verbally attacking you for whatever reason. Okay, James, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and this is something we need to follow, said we need to listen to that person. Raise your hand if that is easy to do. It's not easy at all to do. Amen, that flesh man, you know, that old nature in you is welling up. You're like, oh my gosh, this is not happening. You know what I mean? But see, James says, listen, and that's hard. But the Lord said, hear the person out, okay? Now, why do I want to hear this person out? Okay, I need to gather all the information that's coming towards me. Does that make sense? We need to gather everything that's coming our way, and that's going to help me make the right decision when it's my turn to talk. And that's just the simple truth of the matter. And very often, we never get to that point because someone hurts our pride, stubs our toe verbally, right? And we just let them have it. And then things are going to get out of hand. Amen? So we're talking to Christian folks this morning. God says this is how we're supposed to handle this stuff. Okay, so nobody get mad at me. I ain't talking about you. I am talking about me because I've definitely been part of all this. Okay, both sides of this. Okay, this morning. Now I'm playing. But it's true. I'm not perfect. You know what I mean? And this is very much for me. Everything we talk about is for me. Just because I'm, what, 6-7 inches higher than you guys, this does not mean that I think I'm better. I think I'm better than you. I'm just trying to be obedient to what the Lord has called me to do. So you guys pray for me. Amen? Because pride comes before fall. Okay. Any old hoot and holler, we're supposed to listen. Listen to the person. Pretty hard to do, but the Lord gives me strength, doesn't he? listen to the person. But also, I'm supposed to listen to a couple other things. I'm supposed to listen to the word. I'm supposed to listen to that word that I've hidden in my heart. Does that make sense? I'm hearing this person out. That's tough. I'll give you that. Okay. But see, that's one of the reasons. This is one of the reasons why I'm always saying we need to stay in the word of God. We have to build up that arsenal. I'm not talking about that arsenal to go get even with the dude. You know what I mean? Oh, there'll be a time and a place, brother, when we... No. I'm talking about your word I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Remember, when I'm out there in the world and somebody's coming against me in the line at Taco Bell or something like that, there's a specific way I need to handle this where God's going to get the glory. Amen? So remember, we're a servant. Amen? So I listen to that word. But I can't listen to the word if it's not in me. Does that make sense? Someone's attacking you. Chances are pretty slim that you're going to be able to break away and get on your Google app, Bible app, on the phone and start reading scripture. And it ain't going to do you no good if someone's assaulting you to start spouting off scripture at them. And Judas went and hung himself. You know what I mean? Jesus wept. You know. You already got to have it. You already got to have it in here. And then you start replaying it. Amen. You're listening to the cat. You're listening to the person. You're listening to that word. Amen. Your word is what? A lamp to my feet and a light for my path. That's going to teach me which way to go. And you've already got to have this in there because it's going to be go time, right? And, you know, and see, that person that's coming against you may not be coming against you at all. And they might be coming against you, but there's still a certain way we're supposed to deal with it. Okay, like, for an example, Dwayne's got a kid. He's got kids. I got kids. Say I'm out here watching the kids, okay, out here at the playground or whatever, and it's after church, and Dwayne and Rick and Donnie, whoop, almost lost it. Dwayne, they're all talking, chewing the fat after church, and a couple kids get in a fight, you know, fist fight, you know. Fisticuffs going at it. I can't break them up. It's a big brawl with all the kids. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So I run in here and I kick open the door. I'm like, Dwayne, Rick, the kids are fighting. Your kids are fighting. My kids are fighting. And I'm passionate and I'm out of breath. You know what I'm saying? And Dwayne, I caught him off guard. And Dwayne, he might be like, hey, man, it ain't my fault. It's probably your kid's fault. And then everything can go crazy, right? You know your kid ain't right, Paul. Your kid's your kid eats all the cereal at my house, and he's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think your kid stole my watch, and you know just things can get out of hand. So the best thing to do, I'm not picking on you, Joanne. You know I love you, but it can be that silly, but it can be that simple, man. You can have something to say, and maybe you don't deliver it the best way because you're excited or whatever, and there you go, things get out of hand. Okay, things get out of hand. They don't lead to nowhere good. Can I get a witness? Okay. Let every person listen. We listen to the word. We listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the person. Hear them out. That's tough. Listen to the word of God. Let it play in your mind. Listen to that word of God and yield to the Holy Spirit. You listen to that Holy Spirit. And this is where it gets out of hand right here. Because as Christians, a lot of times, we do not yield to that Holy Spirit, which indwells the heart of every single Christian. You know what I mean? Did y'all not know that? Is that news? If you love Jesus, if you've accepted Christ, the Holy Spirit lives inside you. And he speaks to us. He really does. But in those instances when we're caught off guard, or we've been chewing on something mentally that we shouldn't have been chewing on, we're not always going to listen to that Holy Spirit. And so this thing is going to go to no place good. Really fast. Because the Holy Spirit will be like, just don't retaliate. Not in that manner. Amen. We hear the person out. We're going to be slow to speak. I'm going to think about what I'm supposed to say. I'm going to yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Does this make sense this morning? Amen. Amen. So, he is risen. I lost my place, but that's all right. That's all right. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 7. Listen to this. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. There is a time to hear somebody out, and then there's a time to speak. But I want to speak at the appropriate time. I want to speak the right things so it doesn't get out of hand. Amen? When I do speak, I'm not going to blow up. I'm not going to lose control because I'm going to yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Now listen to this verse. Proverbs 15 and verse 1. This is such a good verse. This is what I'm talking about, having that word hidden in your heart when someone's coming against you or you feel like someone's coming against you. Amen? So Proverbs 15, 1, and you got it in your notes, so go ahead and underline it. A soft answer turns away wrath. You hear that? So, and that's not easy to do. But when someone's coming against you, feel like somebody's called you out, you know, trying to embarrass you or something like that, and these things do happen. Sometimes people are trying to mess you up. But I'm a Christian, okay, and I need to act a certain way. And we're not always going to do that, but we need to do it increasingly so. Amen? So we don't get into a situation, because we've all been here too, where we get embarrassed, right? I shouldn't have done that. You know, now I got regrets. I'm embarrassed about the situation. Happens all the time. Amen? Y'all with me? Yeah. A soft answer turns away wrath. So when I do answer, I'm not going to blow it. I'm not going to lose my cool. Because you know what? The second you lose control, you got two people that have just lost control. You know what I mean? Nobody's listening. You know what, man? Sometimes I'll get excited about watching one of these news things, you know, especially during election time, you know, and these different commentators from either side will get up and they'll talk about an issue. But 30 seconds into it, you get so frustrated because they're just yelling at each other and no one's allowing anyone to talk. No one's listening. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? We can get like that in the street. So say someone comes to you heated, right, and you got caught off guard and you're letting them have it. We've all done it. Well, guess what? No one's listening to anybody. It's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier, right? Okay. A soft answer turns away wrath. But a harsh word stirs up anger. Does that make sense? And you may be in the right by what's happened, but you can lose it at this point if you just go on the defensive and begin to attack that person back. Amen? Does that make sense this morning? Because it can be the way you answer this person can be the difference between, you know, pouring water on a fire or spitting gas on it. You know what I mean? You ever seen those dudes at the circus or whatever that have the torch thing and they got some sort of alcohol or gas in their mouth and they blow and the fire goes. Never seen that? Wow. You guys need to get out more. Yeah. Rachel said, if I lose this gig, if I quit here or get fired or canned or whatever, she wants me to join the circus. I took it as a compliment. I don't know. I don't know. She says I'll work for peanuts no matter what. Because elephants, whatever. I don't. Okay. But if we act out in anger, things are going to get out of hand real fast. Amen? Amen. So know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Amen. Y'all with me so far? James 1 and verse 20. Now see, here's the bigger picture. Because that flesh man, you know, when we do get offended, we want to let people have it. You know, and like I said, in the natural scheme of things, they may be in the wrong. You know what I mean? This is the wrong place for you to have beef with me, man. You know what I mean? But see, we're Christians. We need to act a certain way. There's a world watching us. There's a world that needs us. And woe unto one of us if we cause one of these little ones to stumble. Can I get a witness? Okay. Listen. Straight up. I do not like to use myself as an example. But I think this one time I kind of handled it all right. So, not that I do all the time. But this is kind of just like a for instance for us to talk about and learn together. Good Christian brother of mine, godly man, been part of my life for 4 or 5 years, I guess around 4 years, came to this church doesn't come here anymore, and that has nothing to do with what I'm about to tell you. I'm not going to say this. Raise your hands if you want me to say it. All right. Okay, this is a good dude, man. Totally good dude. All right. Man, I'm in so much deep water. Okay. He got sick. Got really, really sick, man. Okay, we had stayed friends. And he got, like, deathly ill. Had to go have an emergency surgery done. And so I go visit the dude in the hospital. And he was on some pretty hardcore medications, and I felt like we had an awesome time of visiting. Okay. Well, later, after talking to him on the phone, after he got out of the hospital, he was kind of updating me on the situation. He had told me about these medications that he was on and stuff, and he was like, man, it was so crazy because I thought the nurses were teasing me and messing with me and saying all these hurtful things and joking around about me. So, but then my wife told me it was a medication. So that's all good. It's like, oh, well, that's crazy. That makes sense, right? So anyways, he calls me up after that. He's like, I want to meet up with you. I want to hang out with you. I want to talk. I want to have some coffee. And this is something we would do from time to time anyways. So I didn't think nothing of it. And I wanted to do it. But things kept getting in the way to where I was having to cancel. I had to cancel like 2-3 times before I could meet up with the dude. I just had so much going on. So anyways, I finally meet up with him. And this is how easy things can get out of hand. You know what I mean? Still love the guy. I get there, we sit down, we're both enjoying a delicious ice cold soda pop, and he's got a yellow notebook, or, you know, like a something you take notes on. And he's got a bunch of notes there. And I didn't know this, but he had taken notes on how I'd harmed him and hurt him. Yeah, I know. Who would have thought? Right, me? Do something like that? I didn't know this at the time, but he had a check mark. And see, we can do that. When people have hurt us, whether they meant to or not, we do build up files. We build up notes. You know what I mean? This dude hurt me here, and he hurt me here, and he hurt me here. That's 3 strikes. He's pretty much out, but I'm going to give him 1 more because I'm a Christian. You know what I mean? We build up those things, and then we'll go over them, but we'll go over them in our mind, won't we? We will. And the whole time we're getting better. You know what I mean? Okay, so this guy, bless his heart, because I kept counseling, he had already thought that I knew what we were going to talk about, and he thought I was, you know, being mean or not respectful to him, because these are things that had come up. And the gist of it, and it sounds so silly, but the gist of it was, is when I went to visit him in the hospital, he was on this medicine, and he imagined a bunch of things that absolutely, positively did not happen. And I won't get into a lot of it, but it was crazy. Like, when he was telling me the things that I did that he wanted to talk to me about, he was mad. He was really, really mad at me. And my first reaction was, this is crazy, man. This is, wow. And see, that flesh man, and I was prayed up too. I'd been praying about this for a while because I kind of felt there was something, even though as I scanned the recesses of my tired mind, I was like, I don't know what there could be between us. You know, but I kind of felt something was going on, so I was pretty prayed up about this situation. That's why we need to pray without ceasing. We need to stay in the Word of God. Amen? So anyways, he says these things about how I was really rude to the nurse, and I pushed my way in, and he could hear me in the hallway telling everybody I'm a preacher, and you don't tell me what to. And there was just stuff that just did not happen. I promise you it did not happen. Okay. Anyways, long story short, as he's reading these things to me, I'm like, I'm starting to get mad. You know what I mean? I'm prayed up, but I'm starting to get mad. You know, I was like, you know, I want to let loose on the dude. I want to let him have it. You know what I mean? Because he's mad, and I'm like, hold, I'm listening to him. But see, I didn't give in to that, and I sure wanted to. You know what I mean? How come I didn't give in to it? Because I was yielding to the Holy Spirit, and I was white-knuckling it, man. I was like, Wilma. I mean, But see, here's the pretty thing about that. Is because I didn't get into the flesh like I wanted to, And in the natural, I could have. You know what I mean? I mean, never mind. Never mind. God is good. God is good. But there, we were able to bring a healing to this situation. Because I listened to the Holy Spirit, and I hadn't even thought about what he had told me a couple weeks before about how he was on the medicine, and how his wife had to say, no, they weren't really trying to push you out the window. That didn't happen, you know. But then it came to me, and I said, my brother, do you think at all, because, you know, I was very sincere and adamant. I was like, I didn't do that, and I'm sorry I offended you. I'm completely sorry. But I want you to know I didn't do those things, okay? And I said, is it possible that you could have been on that same medication because you were in the hospital that day and you said all these other kind of things happened to you? Is it possible that maybe you imagined that I was doing all this stuff too? I didn't even think about it, but then it hit my mind. Boom, and I said it. And then like a light bulb came on. Like, ding. He's like, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. But see, that was the beginning right there. And before we left, we were able to patch that up. And we're good and we're cool. You know what I mean? But if I would have lost my cool, that dude could have went around talking bad about all you guys because y'all come to this church. And no, not that he would do that. He's a good cat. But he's a good dude. But he certainly could have badmouthed me to everybody because I would have lost my cool. Plus, the unsaved and the saved people in Whataburger could have seen me. Maybe some of them know me. Maybe some of them don't. But I'm in there so much. You know what I mean? It would not have led to nowhere good. Amen? Amen. So anyways, it's just a little example. And you're welcome. I mean, I'm out there every day for you guys fighting the good fight. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. I'm playing, guys. You guys are too good to me. Okay, now listen. James 1 and verse 20. And that's time, that story, you're not getting that time back. We're still going forward with this sermon. But you were pushing. You were like, do it. Tell the story. Incriminate yourself. I probably know who you're talking about. Go ahead. Get it out. James 1 and verse 20. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. That's the big picture right there. The anger of man. What is the anger of man? The anger of man was me getting my pride hurt sitting there saying, man, I'm about to let you have it. You know? That's the anger of man. That doesn't go to any good place. The anger of man is selfish, basically. The anger of man is, hey, my pride got hurt. Hey, the anger of man is, oh, no, you didn't. And all God's people said, yeah. And we feel that way. That's the anger of man, right? We ain't supposed to be that way. Now, there is a thing called righteous anger. You know what I mean? And that's that God type of anger. And that's righteous anger, or that God type of anger, is when we get angry at sin. We get angry at sin. We get angry at the effects of sin that it has on those around us, those we love, on the world. That's righteous anger. And when we have that God type of anger, we're going to want to do something about it. Amen. I'm not saying go get even. I'm not saying go pick it in front of the courthouse. If you want to do that, do that, okay? Do that as an American citizen, okay? But what I'm talking about is we're to be servants of the Most High God, and the world ain't always going to like you, and you're not always going to get your way in this world, but it's not about how other people react or how other people treat you. It's how are you going to handle this situation, because that's all you can do is by yielding to the Holy Spirit, handle what's coming your way. Amen. But see, that righteous anger is when we get mad at sin. And then we want to do something productive about it. You know what I mean? Because I got God's burden for this sin. He showed me this. Now I want to do something, even if it's as simple as praying about it or delivering a meal to somebody who's in need. Something like that. You see what I'm saying? Y'all with me? Okay. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So when I get angry, and let's face it, sometimes we act like a fool, right? We do. Let's be honest. We're in church. That's not going to bring you closer to the Lord. That's going to show you how much of the world is still left in you. And that is a good thing, because now I'm going to take that to the foot of the cross. I'm going to repent. But that's really what's going on. That shows me how much of my flesh is still active in my life. Amen. It's not going to bring me any closer to the Lord by me, you know, letting this person have it. Can I get a witness? It's certainly not going to bring that other person into the arms of the Lord. It's not going to bring him closer. The people watch and they're going to be like, man, I want to go to that church. What is that, the first church of MMA or something? What is that mixed martial arts thing, you know? Whatever. But you know what I'm talking about. That's not going to be bringing people into the house of the Lord or getting people excited about being a Christian. You just diluted and muddied and messed up your witness. But see, when this happens, what do? We repent. And the Lord restores it. For the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. You're not getting closer to the Lord. You're not bearing fruit. God's not getting honor and glory out of this situation. Amen? Ephesians 4 and 26. I believe that'll be on the other slide. I'm not sure. Ephesians 4 and 26. Be angry and do not sin. You hear that? See, we can have that righteous anger like Jesus had. Jesus got real mad at sin. And Jesus did things about that sin. Amen? Be angry and do not sin. But say, what if I do get in the flesh? And I do get angry and I got that selfish anger of man. And we're all very prone to do that from time to time. Well, do not let the sun go down on your anger. You see that? You need to realize what's going on. Say, man, this is not godly. This is not good. This is not productive. And give it to the Lord. Repent, right? Repent. And get right with that person. If you got in one of them altar, and I hate that. I mean, I really wish we didn't have to do that, right? But we have to follow the word of God, and that's what we're here for, right? And we need to get right with these people that we've harmed. Yeah? Even if you don't feel like you were in the wrong. Can I get a witness? We're talking about being that servant, setting that example. So let's be honest. We repent, and we get right with that person. Amen? Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Verse 27, and give no opportunity to the devil. Because that's what's going to happen. If you get in the flesh and you lose your cool, right? And then you dwell on it, you think about it, and you're building up that file. And you're like, when I see this dude, I'm going to let him have it. I'm going to show him how rotten and nasty he really is. Right, right, right. You're getting bitter. That's just leading to a bunch of bad stuff. Right? Don't give it to the Lord. You let the sun go down on it. It's going to fester. It's going to get infected. It's going to get nasty. You're that bitterness, right? That unforgiveness. These are all things that can happen from you holding that grudge, right? And let's not forget, you know, that slander, the gossip, and affecting everybody around you. And so the Lord's saying, look at the big picture here. Don't get involved in this nonsense. But let's face it, you probably will get involved in this nonsense sometimes. So give it back to me. Amen. Let's repent and let's rebuild this. And that is going to be giving glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Y'all with me? Okay. All right. So we're eating. Afterwards, if anyone's getting hungry, you should stay and eat. We got a lot of good food. James 1 and verse 21, I believe that'll be on the other slide. Maybe the other one? Somewhere. There it is. James 1 and 21. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Okay, so James is getting on this main theme right here of the book of James. Christians are supposed to live and act like Christians. So let's get rid of every sinful thing that's in your life. Let's just get rid of it. Let's toss it out. Christians need to live like Christians. Okay, y'all with me? Did y'all know that? Right, we are. We really are. So, therefore, put away all filthiness. So, what can I hold on to? Can I hold on to my illicit drug usage? My cocaine habit? No, not supposed to. Therefore, put away all filthiness. What about that unforgiveness that is really just ruining my life and everybody around me? Houston, is it cool? Can we do that? No, it's not. You guys are bright folks. You see what I'm saying? This is what the Word of God says. Therefore, put away all filthiness, everything that you used to do back in the world that is not pleasing to God. And we all know what it is. Let's be honest. We know what it is. Some things are coming right to our mind. If you're listening and not asleep, something popped into your mind when I said that. Okay, that's something we need to deal with. Plus, when we give that to the Lord's going to start surfacing other things that we need to give up and give to Him. Okay, we're on that program. We want to be His servant. We want to be used by Him. So we need to get rid of all these barriers and all this baggage. Amen? Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word. Okay, so I'm going to humble myself under the authority of the Lord, right? I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow what this book says. So when somebody is attacking me verbally, okay, I need to remember what the word says. I need to remember what Jesus Christ did. He humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. You know what I mean? He wanted to be obedient to the Father. So it's not too much for him to ask of me to be obedient to what this book says when somebody's trying to attack me, right? Because the Lord's going to work everything out in time, but he says, hey, just be cool, man, be cool and listen. Yield to the Holy Spirit, and this can turn out into something really, really good. Because this is where Satan is trying to destroy a relationship. Satan is trying to bring a bunch of division into your family, your workplace, or the church. So let's just not let it take root. Let's not let it happen. You control what you can control. As far as it depends on you, we want to live at peace with all men. Amen? And all God's people said, word up.
Word up.
There it is. Okay, receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. So that same gospel, that same word of God that you received with gladness when you were at that breaking point, that saved your soul, right? Man, that good news, that gospel grabbed a hold of you. You're like, Jesus, I need you. You ran to the foot of the cross. That same gospel that saved your soul, if you yield to it, if you listen to it, that word that is hid in my heart, right? That can save you from a whole lot of mess and a whole lot of trouble as well. Amen. Y'all with me? Okay. God is good. Yeah. Amen. James 1 and verse 22, if you can find that, my beloved brother. Hey, you guys give Houston and Billy a big round of applause. They're really holding the fort down. Amen. They are a big time blessing. James 1 and verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Okay, here it is. Here it is right here. Don't trick yourself. Don't trick yourself just thinking, hey, if I come to church every once in a while, I'll get myself a little religious check mark. I'm feeling good about myself. Then everything's gravy. Okay, that's good. That's a start, and seeds are getting planted. Don't think, well, if I just read the Bible every once in a while or every day or nonstop every day, that's good enough. That's a start. That's awesome. Seeds are getting planted. Amen. And if you're reading the Bible nonstop every day, I would imagine things are beginning to swell up and overflow inside you, and I can't imagine you sitting still too long. Everybody do this. Yeah. But see, that's a start. But see, we're not just to read it, we're not just to meditate on it, but we're to do what it says. And then we're going to get mega blessings. Amen. Now you're talking, Preacher Paul. That's what I'm talking about. Big stacks of money. I'm not talking about that. The Lord can bless you with that sort of thing if he wants you to have that, if he needs you to have that, if that's going to be productive to your walk. But what I'm talking about is we're going to be a blessing to others around us, and we're going to be blessed because we're going to be in that place the Lord wants us to be. Amen? Okay. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. And see, that's the thing, man. You can get really comfortable with where you're at with your relationship with the Lord. Okay? And that's a horrible place to be honest with ourselves, right? When I'm tricking myself, right? I have tricked myself, and we can trick ourselves into thinking any single solitary sin that I want to do is completely cool. You can do that all day long. I'm really good at doing that. Probably the best one in here at doing that. No, I think Mike's better than me. I'm playing. But y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. See, John 14 and verse 15 says this, if you love me, if you love Jesus. And Rachel told me this verse the night we got married in reference to my relationship with her. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I've never forgotten that. I'm playing. It is a joy and a pleasure to. Anyways, that's another sermon. We'll get into that. We'll get into that. 1 Corinthians 13. Okay. John 14 and verse 15. If you love me, talking about Jesus, right? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. So if I love the Lord, I'm going to do what his book says. Okay. I'm going to bear fruit. Just because I love him, I am going to want to please him. Does that make sense? So when he says, I need you to do what this book says, hey, I'm in love with you. I'm so thankful for what you've done in my life. You've been so good to me. You saved my soul, and you didn't have to. I'm going to yield to this Holy Spirit, and I'm going to be obedient, amen, because I love you. And it's like what Kiwi said. That's just beautiful, Kiwi. The Lord loves us. You are never alone. You know, what a beautiful statement. And we need to grab hold of that. You're never alone, no matter what you're going through. Lord, the great, mighty, majestic King of Kings and Lord of Lords is with you. And that is a reason to fall in love with him and to be obedient. Can I get a witness? Amen. For if anyone, this is good right here, and we're getting close to the end. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. What? What are you talking about, James? At his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forget what he looks like, what he was like. What? What are you talking about, James? Talking about looking in the mirror? Okay. So check this out. What kind of folly is this if you were to look in a mirror in the morning and you slept on the couch all night long, and your hair looks like a rat's done went in there and nested up in there, and looks like maybe your kitten that you took home from a friend may have went and vomited on your face, and it's all dry. I'm trying to paint a picture. You got it? I love the kitten. And this didn't happen, but it could happen. But you look in the mirror and your hair is all mangled and whatever, and some Cheerios and Frito action going on. Maybe a little cat vomit dried on your face. And James is saying you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, huh, and you walk away and you don't do anything about it. He's like, that's silly, man. That's silly. What are you doing? You looked in the mirror for a reason, right? Now fix yourself up. That's not presentable. You can't go to work like that. Well, maybe you can't. See, the Word of God is a mirror, right? The Word of God is a mirror. And when you look at it, it's going to expose what needs to be worked on in your life. And James is saying, what foolishness is it to get into this Word, and it's going to expose things, and let's be honest, it is going to show you things that need to be worked out in your life. And you're going to be at peace with yourself. You're going to deceive yourself, say, nah, I don't have to do that. I don't have to work on that. That's ridiculous. James is like, that's a no-no, okay? Y'all, you need to be a doer of the word. Amen? Amen? For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he is like. Verse 25. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, talking about the gospel, the good book, it's in there and it's exposing, and perseveres, stays at it, doesn't just say, well, that's a harsh word. Who can follow that? Woo, dog, I'm done for today. You know what I mean? But we don't put it down, but we want to persevere and do what this book says. There's big time blessings for us. But the one who looks into the perfect law, law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Talking about you be obedient to that Lord, you're going to be a blessing to others. You're going to be bearing some good fruit, right? That's what we're here for. We want to bear some good fruit. You're going to grow in relationship. You're going to grow in intimacy with the Lord. Your faith is going to grow. It is the good thing. It's what the Lord wants us to do. Amen. Can I get a witness? Can we give him some praise? That is weak, y'all. I ain't lying. That's pretty good.